6:33 a.m. Broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. Joined in studio by our good friend for decades, the founder.
Ouch.
Decades. We've known each other for decades.
Yes, it has been decades, unfortunately.
The founder of the Nashville Tea Party, the occasional guest host of the Tennessee Star Report, my very good friend, Ben Cunningham. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Michael. It's great to be back. It was a great night last night.
For our listeners, you were in attendance last night.
Yes.
At the Wilson County Trump Day Dinner, which included a straw poll and a forum of 11 of the candidates running for the Republican nomination in the new 5th Congressional District. Give our audience a sense of what that evening was like.
Well, it was a great evening. A lot of energy in the room. I think people are energized in general now. We know what the left is now. I mean, it was clear to many of us, I think, over the years. But with Trump and then Biden, the left and the far left has come into focus. These are folks that want to destroy our constitutional republic. They want to teach our children these gender—I don't know what the hell it is. But
they want to sexualize our kids.
Yeah.
Get them all going to LGBTQ. You know,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
And everything's intersectional. Climate change, social justice, you know, it's all in one big pot. And it basically means that if you oppose them, you're a deeply evil person and you must be silenced.
Yeah.
I mean, they're tyrants. They're basically tyrants. And so everybody, I think, is energized. They're ready to fight. And so the vibe was good. And I think in general, you're going to see more of that with Republicans. Republican meetings this year, but it was good. Speeches were interesting.
11 speeches.
11 speeches.
And as you notice, we gave them a 5-minute time limit.
Yes.
And about 10 minutes, with 4 minutes and 50 seconds, I was back up on the podium, moving close to them.
Yeah, you were kind of the bouncer.
I was sort of, okay. I got the hook ready now. 5 minutes means 5 minutes. What I found interesting is, of the 11 candidates, 7 took 5 minutes exactly.
Really?
Yes. 2 went over a bit.
Yes.
Not by too much.
No.
I think the most went over was like 40 seconds. And then 1 went over about 15 seconds. And then 2 were under 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But, you know, my general advice would be, if you have a 5-minute slot, take 3 minutes and make that speech pop.
Right.
Because I got to admit, by the time of the last speaker, which was, by the way, Andy Ogles, who won the straw poll, I was starting to fade.
You know, you got a room full of people that are, how shall we say, kind of an older demographic.
And there were a lot of young people there, though.
There were lots of young people.
It was after dinner, right?
Yeah.
So we started the forum right after the dinner. You know, and by the way, I want to say thank you. I didn't mention this earlier. I want to say thank you to the Wilson County Republican Party, Brad Little, and who's the chair, and Mae Beavers, the vice chair.
Yeah, Brad has come in and just hit the ground running.
Well, it's because he's from upstate New York.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
you're not biased.
Not at all. Of course, the last time I lived in upstate New York, that would be 1980. So it's a long time. He moved here about 4 years ago. But I was very touched because I served as a master of ceremonies. They gave me a wonderful painting. It was a great painting of Donald Trump that a local artist in Gallatin put together.
Yeah, beautifully done.
And it was like Donald Trump kind of, you know, with his sleeves rolled up, an American flag behind it, and a little dedication to me for being the master. It was very nice. It was, you know, very unexpected. I really appreciated that.
It was nice, and they're just a really nice group of folks there. Mae Beavers and Terry and all those folks out there have built a great foundation, and Brad has carried it on, and John Brown and all the other folks out there that work so hard.
It's democracy in action.
It is democracy in action, and we're seeing that more and more across the state.
Steve Bannon calls it participatory populism.
That's like a that? Great phrase. I love
have
that.
Have you not
I
heard that?
No, I have not.
It's also very poetic. It's alliterative.
Yes, it is alliterative.
So we must like it because it's alliterative. Now,
but that same energy is just, we're seeing it. I did a Facebook Live with a guy named Kurt Riley up in Sumner County, and those guys are just taking names and kicking behinds. And we're seeing that all across the state, especially the school board races. Of course, Williamson County with Moms for Liberty, mm-hmm. Robin, and
they've got
all
a
that
full slate down there. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of energy.
It's wonderful
among the constitutional conservatives, populists who want to participate. A lot of energy out there. That I think was very good. What struck me, this was a very big room, 400 people. There were like 40 tables of 10 people each, or maybe more, 50 of 8 people. I forget what the number was. Mm-hmm. But it was, really, a really big crowd.
And lots of candidates were there.
Lots of local candidates.
Yeah, lots of local candidates. And since the local races are partisan this year, that has kind of inspired a lot of people, and it really is, I hate to get too overconfident. People talk about we're taking the House back and all these numbers, and we've got several months before now November.
Lots of things can change.
And
frankly, one of my concerns is, will the grifter-in-chief make a big mistake on the international arena? Between now and November, I don't know.
Well, I think he's already made several big mistakes.
Thank you very much. Really big mistake.
Really big mistakes.
And even worse than his big mistakes already.
The video 2 or 3 days ago of him wandering around with Obama, trying to get Obama's attention.
Where's my food tray? I want my Jell-O.
It was just the perfect metaphor. The guy is just incapable, and hopefully we can keep his finger away from any buttons.
Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about the straw poll results last night. 382 votes were cast among these 11 candidates. Now, it's a straw poll, mm-hmm. right? It's not a scientific poll. It's not a scientific poll of likely voters. However, but the attendees there would be, your more activist members of the Republican Party. 382 people on a Thursday night. That's a big crowd.
It is. And many times with straw polls, you see candidates bringing in a bunch of folks so they can.
I didn't see that either.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I don't think there was that element to the vote.
We had Clint Brewer on yesterday, mm-hmm. and he said, a straw poll is just an indication of who's the best organized candidate. But we'll go through the results here, which were surprising to me.
Yeah, me too. I didn't see anybody who was bringing a busload of folks in there.
None of the candidates seemed to be bringing busloads of people there.
Yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't like a CPAC vote where they bring folks in to vote. So the results of the straw poll, in first place, really a runaway victory for Maury County Mayor Andy Ogles. He got 29% of the vote.
Yep.
29% of the vote in an 11-candidate field.
Yeah. And as we all know, this 20%, if you get 20% of the vote, you're going to be close to being competitive.
This is,
at least.
Diane Harshbarger in a similar race in the first congressional district won with 19.8% of the vote.
Right.
With they had about 10 candidates there. This is 11. So he had more than twice as many votes. He had 112 votes out of 382 cast. More than twice as many votes as a second place finisher. I was very surprised by who was the second place finisher. Were you surprised?
I was, yeah.
Natisha Brooks.
Natisha.
She got 14% of the vote, 55 votes. Why? Now, Natisha Brooks is from Brentwood. She's a homeschool. She has a little homeschool education activity that she's involved in.
And a good speech with lots of energy, and it was kind of fun.
It was a fun speech.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, it was interesting because she—
Even there at the end where you were kind of encouraging her to observe the time limit.
It's interesting because
Natisha, that was kind of part of the shtick. It was a fun speech.
So what happened with Natisha, she started off citing the Martin Luther King Jr. And then from 1963, talking about a check that needed to be cashed, she took that to 2022, did it with great will, and, and then she started this alliteration of A is for this, B is for that. And I thought she was just going to ABC. By the time we got to C, it was 5 minutes. And I was sort of close to her. She kept going. She's going, D is for this. E is for... And I'm thinking, tick-tock goes the clock here, Natisha. And I keep moving closer to her. And she keeps. She looks over at me. She smiles. And she was saying, I'm keeping going. I'm going all the way to Z. I said, you better get to Z pretty quickly.
She was going for the goal line.
She was going all the way from A to Z. Wanted to get. And she gave the longest speech. There were two that went over 5 minutes. She was one of them. She was like 5 minutes and 40 seconds. But I think it worked. It was kind of fun.
It was. You know?
I think
she's a good sport.
Part of the fun interplay was the fact that, you know, I was there like hovering next to her, you know, time to get over. Because there's 11 people. Mm-hmm. You know, people just had dinner and, you know, they're going to go to sleep pretty soon, right? But she kept going, I'm going to get all of my speech in here. I thought it was kind of fun. When we come back, we'll have more with Ben Cunningham, All-Star panelist and sometimes guest host of the Tennessee Star Report.